This year, at the Light on the Hill celebration at Utah State University, Associate Professor of Journalism, Matthew LaPlante, shared his reflections on what it means to be in the 1%. He shared these thoughts with the students and faculty of the College of Humanities and Social Sciences.
I am the 1%. You are likely the 1% too. We belong to a fraction of people who enjoy nearly unimpeded access to clean water and electricity. We belong to a fraction of people who've been promised due process under the law, imperfect as that process sometimes is. We belong to a fraction of people living in the most resource-consumptive nation on this planet. We belong to a fraction of people who do not have much cause to worry for their day-to-day safety, nor access to food, nor shelter. And if you, like me, have had the blessing of a college education, we belong to the very small fraction of people who have access to higher education. You can bring in whatever other variable you want here. Religious freedom, access to the internet, the right to a minimum wage. And then, as you would if you were seeking to assess the probability of any compound event, multiply these fractions, fraction by fraction by fraction. If you're not comfortable with fractions, there's another way to look at this. $34,000. That's what you must earn each year to be in the top 1% of all wage earners in the world. Many of us are already well into that 1%. Most of us expect to be there at some point in our lives. Nearly all of us are in a position to reach for that monetary ambition, if we're ambitious in monetary ways. None of this is to suggest that we don't have real problems, that we don't have legitimate grievances, that we can't feel slighted, or that we shouldn't demand change. None of this excuses that 1% of the 1% who have sought to use their wealth to corrupt our leaders and control our government. But for me, it has helped put things into perspective. I am the 1%. When you are first confronted by this idea, there are three things that you can do. First, you can deny it. You can try to convince yourself that the actions you've taken have been of such consequence as to render moot the multiplicity of fortunes that have been bestowed upon you merely by virtue of your birth. Second, you can resent it. You can scream to the skies. You can shake your fist in righteous indignation of whoever it is out there who dared rob you of the opportunity to prove your mettle against the chaos of the universe. Finally, though, you can allow yourself to be blessed by it. You can acknowledge that you have been incredibly fortunate to have arrived here in this time and place and situation. And you can appreciate the fact that whatever good decisions you've made, whatever hard work you've expended, whatever intelligence you've applied has cemented your place here among these very privileged people. You can even be proud of that. And you can feel thankful beyond thankful that whatever bad decisions you've made, whatever stupidity you've exhibited, whatever transgressions you've committed, you have not lost your footing upon this hill, and it is unlikely you ever will. When you accept this and allow yourself to feel blessed by it, and do not, I beg you, do not ever feel entitled to it. It will become very hard for you to see anything but joy in your life. And it will be very hard for you to feel anything but obligated to your fellow man. And then the only question is, what will you do with it? Released of the envy that comes from believing that there are so many people out there with so much more than you have. Released of the bondage that comes from believing that in order to have a great life, you must have a great bank account. Released of the fear that comes from believing that all the stuff you've worked so hard for is so precariously balanced that you could lose it all in a single moment. What will you do with that? What risks can you take knowing that you were in the impossibly awesome position of not risking much at all? What knowledge will you seek knowing that you can learn just for the joy of learning? What joy will you share knowing that you will only be filled with greater joy? And what will you do to help your brothers and sisters knowing that it won't cost you nearly as much as it will help them? We are the 1%. It's stupid to deny it. It's silly to resent it. The only thing left is to embrace it, to feel blessed by it, to be joyful about it, and use it for what it's worth. And then go out and try to make yourself worthy of it.